Time for our History Against the Opponent segment of this show. And, of course, the opponent is the Bengals. And the guy talking about the history with that is our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, how you doing?
Good, my friend. How are you?
Great, and great to have you with us as always. Steve, I want to start with the fact that, of course, these teams are divisional rivals, but they have so many connections that start with the fact that Paul Brown, the Browns founder, of course, ended up being the Bengals founder.
Yes, and you go back in the day when they first started playing each other in 1970, and it was a huge deal, and it still is to a lot of people who remember that. There were a lot of bitter feelings on both sides. It was strange to see Paul Brown, of all people, coming back into that stadium, standing on that north sideline, which the visitor sideline at the time, and coaching somebody other than the Browns. You know, it would be like, you know, Mr. Macy running Gimbel. Or the CEO of Coke running Pepsi. It just was very odd. But, you know, we talked about, we've seen in the last week all the stuff about, the passing of Art Modell and the connections between the Browns and the Ravens. But really, the Browns are just as much tied to the hip, you know, decades before with the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, it's strange to have three teams in one division that all kind of, you know, sprouted out of the same beanstalk.
So we can talk about games, specific games that stand out. Give me maybe, you know, a top, and it could be a lengthy list, but let's focus on maybe a few of the most memorable in the history between.
Well, I think the first game that they played against each other, actually the first two, they played a preseason game in 1970 against each other, and it was like a regular season game. And when the Bengals beat the Browns down at Cincinnati, it was big stuff. I mean, you know, Paul Brown, you know, jubilantly ran off the field, and it was like a regular season game. They played back in Cleveland in the first part of the regular season, and it was the Browns came back and won. Blanton Collier walked across the field to shake hands with Paul Brown, and Paul Brown kind of waved and ran to the third base dugout. He was upset because Blanton Collier had taken the job when he got fired after the 62 season. Blanton Collier was hurt because Blanton had gone to Paul and said, they want me to take the job, Blanton, or Paul, are you okay with it? Paul signed off on it, and then somewhere in the succeeding years, he got upset about that, and the two never really spoke again. And talking to Kay Collier, Blanton's daughter, he died of a broken heart. It never really got over the fact that Paul Brown, who he was great friends with, they became almost estranged from one another.
How about in some of the modern era of?
Well, I think back to the game in 1980, the two games. Browns beat them up at Cleveland 31-7. A month later, they play at Cincinnati with, division title all on the line, the Cardiac Kids.
Yep.
And, Paul Brown up in the booth watching. There's Forrest Gregg on the sideline watching, and Art Modell had fired both of those guys, and they wanted nothing better than to beat the Browns that day and derail that playoff chances. And as it turned out, the game went down to the final play with Ron Bolton actually laying on Steve Kreider at the Cleveland 14-yard line so he couldn't get up, and they run another play. Cincinnati was out of timeouts. The Browns win 27-24. So that is tremendously indicative of what this rivalry was about. The following year, the Bengals beat the Browns at Cleveland the year they went to the Super Bowl. And Chris Collinsworth told the story of riding back on the plane, and Paul Brown walked up the aisle of the plane and found him and just hugged him, and he said, "My boy," he says, "I'm so proud of you." And it was a victory over the Browns because that still meant something to him.
Well, it still means something to a lot of us, and we'll see how it plays out this weekend in the latest installment in this series. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you.
He is Steve King, our resident historian, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up. I'll answer more of your questions and comment on your comments on ESPN 850 WKNR.